Hi, this is a dictation for patient Seema J. Palmer, S-E-M-A-J, P-A-L-M-E-R, date of service 1/13/2025. Date of birth is 4/10/1990. Date of accident 8/2/2023. The patient was a passenger in the front seat and she was T-bone on a driver's side. The impact had caused her various symptoms that are reported all along. Initially, she reported that she has been having pain in the left shoulder and most of the lower back and mid back, and some pain in the left chest and left shoulder, weakness of the left arm. She was initially not reporting any numbness, tingling, or weakness of the upper extremities. And all of these symptoms continued. Patient has been referred to various specialists, including spine surgeon. And patient has received 5 epidural injections to the lumbar spine and some paravertebral muscle injections. She did not receive any SI joint injection. Patient had not come for that. Overall, the progress has been reasonable. Patient reports 60% improvement with all the physical therapy and all the help. And at this time, patient reports headaches are present, but they are 40% improved. And occasionally she feels lightheaded, memory loss, and she reported that her shoulder is reasonably good now. She's able to move up to 150 degrees, and she is going for counseling. She's going for yoga exercises, neuropsych therapy, psychology therapy, TBI training, neurologist visits are going on, as well as psychiatry visits for depression, which has been reported several times. Overall, the pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back is now 8.5. Initially, there was no pain in the neck, but she's reporting headaches are there. And pain in the left lower chest is still present, but not as severe. Some pain in the right hip and right lateral part of the leg and posterior part of the leg is reported. Overall, the pain is between 6 and 8, and the ADLs are affected 7. And please review the records for the ADLs for system review, for additional history, as well as for substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination, blood pressure is 119/78, pulse 85, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 12/12/2024, dictation number 0106-031. Please mention that the left shoulder patient is able to do abduction and forward flexion up to 130 degrees without pain. The rest of the exam remains the same, and all the muscle spasm are now completely gone. And other than that, physical exam is the same. The finding of left SI joint is still the same with positive Faber test, Gonsalin test. The rest of the testing is negative. And the patient is provided with the following medications, which are Tylenol with codeine, every 12-hour PRN for pain. After reviewing her MAPS, she's provided physical therapy once a week to continue with traction and massage. She remains off work, housework replacement, and transportation and case management has been ordered according to her. She's also provided with Celebrex, 200 milligram a day, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for the pain relief. The Ortram is provided, PRN 50 of them. Gabapentin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for headaches. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. Zoloft is provided 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety, panic, and fear research for headaches, 50 of them. Other than that, the patient is quite stable. Her labs and MAPS have been reviewed. She is referred to a spine surgeon for consulting for a spinal cord stimulation device. Since the patient is not wanting to have more of the injection treatment at this time. Thank you. Thank you.